Hello and welcome to a very special call today. This is Rick Cooper. Thanks for joining me. The topic is on 10 strategies to leverage technology tools. And I'm excited that you're with me today. I'm excited that you're listening in. And it could very well be that you might get an idea on this call today that helps you to embrace technology in a way that helps you to produce higher results. My goal is that as I share this information with you, that it helps you to understand technology more effectively and start to implement strategies that help to build your business. And, of course, one of the best reasons to do that is because of the opportunity to be able to create leverage. Leverage is doing less with more. And that's a great mindset to have. Do less with, accomplish more with less. So, you know, it's about using fewer resources to accomplish more. Now, my name is Rick Cooper, and I'm an expert in the area of online marketing, social media, and sales technology. And I think that, technology is just something to me that's been a very natural thing that I've used all throughout my life and certainly in my business. And, some people tend to be tech savvy and others not so much. And so wherever you are, in fact, you might want to just rate yourself right now on a scale of 1 to 10. How are you in the area of technology? Would you rate yourself at a 1, which would be very low, or would you rate yourself at a 10, which would be very high? So think about, what is your skills? What is your ability to kind of learn new technologies? Are you a rapid implementer when you learn technology tools? Now, every day I wake up excited with the knowledge that anything is possible. And on today's call, I'm going to share several ideas that could help you to generate leads and also earn sales online. I encourage you to take notes as I go through the information today. I'm going to share a lot of ideas quickly, and I want you to be able to go back through your notes to look for ideas to implement. You might even find it helpful to grab a highlighter now and mark anything that stands out to you. And in fact, as you go through the call today, I'd like you to identify three ideas that you can implement over the next 30 days. Three ideas over the next 30 days. And take one of those ideas and implement it in the next week. I want you to get started quickly and get into action. Eric Laufholm is my mentor. Eric Laufholm is a master sales trainer. Eric says that one of the main questions that he's often asked is, how is sales different now than 5 years ago? And his answer is that sales has fundamentally not changed. What has changed is the integration of technology into the sales process. And Eric has incorporated many different technology tools in his business. I've incorporated technology tools in my business. And you can do the same thing as well. There are now many simple ways that you can use technology to be able to get leads, set appointments, and also to run more appointments, and also just to reach more people at the same time. So it starts with a mindset of how you can implement technology in your business. And the growth of Eric's company is due in large part to integrating technology into his sales process. And because of this, Eric has launched a new technology training division of his company that's led by me. And I'll share more details about that a little bit later. So on the call today, I'm going to share with you some simple strategies and ideas about how you can leverage different technology tools in your business. In fact, I'm going to share 10 specific strategies or tools that you can use. This call is perfect for anyone who wants to learn how to integrate technology solutions like a CRM, which stands for a customer relationship management system, a website, YouTube, Facebook, online scheduling tools like TimeTrade, and other technology tools to boost sales. So here's some of the other things that I'm going to share on the teleseminar today. I'll talk about tips to leverage content online. I'll talk about how to book more appointments using technology, how to techniques to lead people to a next step in working with you, how to generate multiple sales at once, and also strategies to generate more leads online. Now, are you looking for a way to increase your income? Many people in today's economy want to increase their income, and short of taking a part-time job, they don't have many options. Would you like to increase the amount of money that you earn online? For many business owners, they have either little online revenues or no online revenues at all. So you want to think about how you can start generating money online. So imagine for a moment if you started receiving an extra $1,000 or $2,000 a month in online sales. That would be pretty nice, wouldn't it? Now, a great place to be while you're on the call today is out on Facebook, and you can join me out at facebook.com/socialmediaoutcomes. Go there now and post a message to say hello. Now, I want to congratulate you for being on the call today. It takes a person of action to get on a training call like this and be prepared to learn a strategy or an idea that they can take and implement in your business. Now, for some of you on the call today, you might be in a place of struggle. So I just want to pause for a moment and acknowledge that for a moment. So fear, panic, and worry do not manifest money. What does manifest money is taking action, coming up with a clear plan, and then taking steps over time that will help you to build your business. Now, I'm passionate about helping small business owners leverage technology to grow their business online. And I started my own business back in 2003. I had worked in the corporate world for over a dozen years. And I loved what I was doing, but I felt like something was missing. When I was back in college, I had the opportunity to become president of an organization on campus called the Entrepreneurial Network. We brought in local business owners to share their story with students. And it lit a fire inside me that inspired me to one day start my own business. In the fall of 2001, we all witnessed a life-changing event. September 11th changed the way that we looked at life. And it got me refocused on my vision of starting my own business. And that opportunity finally came to pass in May of 2003, and I've been helping business owners ever since. Now, I live in Sacramento, California, and my family also lives in Northern California. In fact, I saw my dad last weekend, and I'm going to see my sister and brother coming up this weekend as well. So it's great to be close and be able to connect with family. The baby of the family, my family, is Daniel, who's an adorable orange cat who loves to hang out in the kitchen waiting for his next meal. Now, I've had the great opportunity to have many mentors and coaches over the years, and the one who's had the greatest impact on me is Eric Laufholm. I've known Eric since 2007. Eric's my coach, my mentor, my business partner, and I've had the opportunity to work with Eric in a variety of roles. Some of the ways that I work with clients are to create information products. And one of my favorite products that I created was a book that I co-authored with six other experts called Seize Your Opportunities. And I know each one of the authors personally, and we're good friends. It's nice to be able to collaborate with people that you like, isn't it? Now, another one of the roles that I filled over time is that of affiliate manager. And so one of the people that I've had an opportunity to work with as affiliate manager is Laurel Langmeyer. And Laurel is a international speaker. She helps people to start and run successful businesses. And when I Laurel speaks to audiences worldwide, she shares tips and strategies on how to build a business. And working with her, it was a great opportunity. In fact, I had one of the most scenic commutes of anyone that I know. I had the opportunity to drive up each week from Sacramento up to South Lake Tahoe. Such a beautiful drive going up into the Sierra Nevada mountains. If you ever had a chance to get up there or visit some other scenic mountain area, it's just beautiful. But I love the view when you come down over looking out onto South Lake Tahoe, and just really is such a beautiful view. But what a blessed life to be able to have the opportunity to do that. Now, another one of the people that I've worked with as affiliate manager is Adrian Ashley. And Adrian is a speaker who helps people to manage their reputation online and to get media exposure. Adrian's an entertaining speaker, and she attracts attention around the world. I like working with people who are up to big things. I like working with people who live fearlessly. I have two outcomes for the call today. My first outcome is to share a lot of great content on how to leverage technology tools, and I've got some very specific strategies that I'll share with you on the call today. And my second outcome is to extend an invitation to participate in an upcoming training and mentoring program, and I'll share all the details at the end of the call. So the first idea I want to talk to you about, this is a powerful strategy. There are many companies that implement this strategy, but they're not really doing enough to leverage it. And so any technology tool that you implement, what you have to realize are that there are different levels to be able to leverage that technology tool. And so one of the questions to ask yourself is, how effectively am I using this technology tool? And so the technology tool I want to talk to you about first is a CRM, or a customer relationship management system. So if you have a CRM, then you might want to rate yourself. Rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. How effectively are you using that tool? 1 would be low and a 10 would be high. So I'm going to talk to you in a moment about a CRM system that I use. And so I'll rate myself in the area of using it. And so you might want to jot down in your notes what CRM that you're using. And your customer database is an asset. So you want to think about what tools that you have at your disposal and how you're using to actually generate revenue. And it could very well be that you're not doing enough right now to leverage that that technology tool. Now, there are CRMs and there are email marketing systems. And some systems include both, and some systems might be separate. So I'll give you an example. The tool that I use for email marketing is called One Shopping Cart. So that's a tool that I use to be able to send out email messages to my list. Now, in addition to being an email marketing system, it's also a shopping cart. And so that's another capability that a system might have, which gives you capability for e-commerce. And we'll talk about e-commerce a little bit later on the call. But you have to realize that you might have different systems that have different capabilities, or you might just have one. And I'll give you an example here. My mentor, Eric Lofholm, he uses Infusionsoft. So Infusionsoft has all the bells and whistles. It's an email marketing system, it's a CRM, and it's also an e-commerce system as well. So, you know, you might be in a place where you can't get a one-size-fits-all or get a system where it includes everything. And Infusionsoft, it runs about $300 a month or so. There's a setup fee on top of that, plus they'll charge you around $2,000 for consulting when you set up the system. So there's that's a pretty high cost for a lot of people. On the other end of the scale would just be getting something like AWeber, which is an email marketing system which costs about $20 a month. I'll talk a little bit more about AWeber in a moment as an example. But what are the characteristics of a CRM or customer relationship management system? Well, I think one of the reasons to have one is that it helps you to keep track of your customers, and it helps you to gather information about your customers and your prospects too. Because here's the thing, if you want to build your business, number one, you need to be in communication with people on a regular basis. And, you know, it could very well be that you're in a place right now that you realize you're not talking to enough people. You're not sending out enough email messages. You're not doing enough on social media. You're not putting things out in the mail, you know, sending things via snail mail. And, you know, that's the challenge for businesses, because oftentimes we get into a mode where we're selling and we're marketing. And then that helps us to get more customers and clients. And then we get focused on delivering that service, delivering the products. And then we start to slow down in our sales and marketing activity. And so there's this balance. The pendulum swings from feast to famine, feast to famine. So as you're, as you're working on implementing strategies, it could be that you're swinging one way or the other. And what you have to look at is, where are you right now, and what can you do to get back on track? If you're currently in famine, then it's, okay, now I need to get into massive action mode to build my business. And it could be, if you're in feast mode, then you or you're so busy with what you're doing that you don't have a chance to get into action. And so what can you do to create more leverage around that? And we'll talk about some ways that you can use technology tools in a moment to be able to do that as well. So for many business owners, they don't have a clear strategy of reaching other people. How effective is your strategy? Do you have a good strategy in place that's allowing you to be able to reach people more effectively? I was on a call yesterday with Ali Perez, who's a marketing consultant, and we were talking about marketing strategies, and he shared with me a book that he read called Platform by Michael Hyatt. And it talks about the importance of building a platform. So what is a platform? A platform is a way that you can reach more people. It's It's all the different tools that you have accessible which get you in front of people. So an example would be that he gave was Oprah Winfrey and Anderson Cooper. So they're both television personalities. They have a platform. It's like Oprah had her TV show for years. Then she launched the Oprah or the O Network, where she's bringing other programming to people. She has a magazine. She, you know, sometimes is featured in the media as an expert. So she has a way to reach people. And you may not have the capability right now to reach people through TV, but you still have other ways that you can reach people. And I'll give you a simple example that most any business owner can implement. So one way that you can build your platform is by doing interviews. You could be interviewed, for instance, on internet radio. Internet radio gives you the capability to reach a lot of people quickly and to reach a very targeted audience too. So the other thing is that if you start doing interviews, you're going to get better at sharing your message. And when you get better at sharing your message, there are many different ways that you can deliver that message. You can host teleseminars and webinars. You can be interviewed by someone on a conference call. You can, you know, book radio interviews on traditional radio. You can even book TV interviews as well. But you can also take that message and you can communicate it through videos, or you could put it into written form. You could create blog posts, articles, special reports. You can repurpose that content. So that's a great strategy. So what is your platform like? Now let's talk a little bit about using your CRM as a way to communicate with people, because that's part of your platform too. And you know, the thing about your customer database is that you want to be reaching out on a regular basis. See, most people are not communicating often enough. See, people will often have a resistance to sending out messages. They work on building their email list. They work on getting people onto their list. And then they don't take the time to send out messages. They feel like, oh, I don't want to bug people. I don't want to send out too many things. That's a wrong mindset to have in business. See, I would rather communicate a little too often and have a few people opt out than not communicate often enough. See, the people who are interested in hearing from you, they want to hear from you. And not everybody's going to open every single message that you send out anyway. So you just have to get over it and then start sending out messages and using that as a way to communicate with people. And again, you know, some CRMs give you the capability to send out messages, but it might be one-on-one. So we'll talk a little bit in a moment about how to leverage that one-on-one type messaging. And then more of an email marketing system would allow you to reach one to many, where you're able to send out one broadcast message to a number of people, and that's where you start creating that leverage. So let me share with you one CRM that you could use if you don't have a CRM right now. Maybe you have an email marketing system, but you don't have a CRM. And see, most email marketing systems, they will allow you to gather certain information. They might have a notes field, or they might have a place where you create custom fields. So you can gather some information in there, but CRMs typically have more capabilities. Some of them have, for instance, a capability to log calls. So you can add calls in there. The other thing is if you're with a CRM, oftentimes you can send an individual email message, like have a phone call with somebody, you talk to them, and then you send out a message. And then that when you send that message through the CRM, it's actually stored on the customer record, so you have the information there. So a system that I use is called Zoho CRM, Zoho CRM. You could just go to zohocrm.com, or you can Google it, and that will take you to the webpage. One thing that's nice is you can actually set up a Zoho CRM account for free. So they have a free version of it that you can use, and it gives you quite a few capabilities. So you want to think about what you could be doing with a CRM. And one thing I do is I use One Shopping Cart for my email marketing system. And what I'll do periodically is I'll export records out of my email marketing database and I'll import them into my CRM. And now I can use that to track activities for follow-up. Because I want to reach out, I want to make phone calls, I want to follow up, I want to store notes on the customer record so I can go back. I like to see a history of conversation with people over time. So you want to think about how what you're doing when you talk to people. Make sure that you're gathering some information. Then before you pick up the phone and call people, that you access that information, review the notes. And that helps you to remember what you talked about previously. Now, another strategy that you can use here, and I'm sharing with you 10 strategies on the call today, so I'll number them as I go through here. So the first strategy was what I just shared, using Zoho CRM to track contacts. The second strategy here is to create email templates for common correspondents. So you can create an email template, and the way that works basically is that each time you send out a message, instead of just typing up a message brand new, it's very likely that you probably have sent out a similar message in the past. And so what you can do with an email template is simply create a message and then reuse it. So what's nice about Zoho CRM and some other systems is that it gives you capability to create that message as a template, and then you can go in to click on send a message, and then you can pull up an email template you've sent out before and then send it. So it's a real time saver. You don't have to rewrite the same message over and over. You can just create it once, and then you can go back and access it over time. So think about how you can implement this strategy in your own business. And here's the thing, is that what you could do is every time you send out a message and you think to yourself, hey, you know what, I'm probably going to be sending out this message again in the future, just go ahead and copy and paste that into a new template. And initially you could just start off, for instance, and put them in a Word file, and then you can go and copy and paste them over into Zoho, for instance. But you want to start thinking about how you can leverage the work that you're already doing. So that's a great way of creating more leverage over time. All right. Now, the next strategy I want to share with you, strategy number three here, is that you can use AWeber for autoresponders. Now, there are many different systems that are out there which allow you to create autoresponders. The system that I use is called One Shopping Cart. It has the capability to set up autoresponders. The system that Eric Laufholm uses is called Infusionsoft. It has the opportunity to create autoresponders. It calls them follow-up sequences. So first of all, what is an autoresponder message? Well, it's one of the oldest online marketing technologies that's been out there. And, you know, I don't know at what point after we had email they finally created autoresponders, but it's been out there for a while. And so it's been used by internet marketers over the years. And it's surprising to me how few people actually use it. See, everybody gets excited about the brand new technologies like Google Hangouts and things like that, and they're like, oh, I've got to do that. But they miss out on implementing simple, proven strategies. So what an autoresponder message is a message that you can set up that goes out automatically, that hints the auto. And so what happens is that someone can subscribe to an autoresponder list, and there's a number of ways to do that. You could manually subscribe someone, or you could have them opt in on a page and then be added to an autoresponder series, or you could have some other event that triggers an autoresponder series. And that really gets into the realm of marketing automation. That's kind of a whole nother topic. I could do a training just on marketing automation. In fact, I do. But I just want to talk about the autoresponder piece here. So now another component of an autoresponder is that you can create an autoresponder series. So an autoresponder series is a series of messages that go out over time. So let's just take a quick example. So I'll give you a specific example of something that you can create. It's called an e-course. And the way an e-course works is that it allows you to send out a series of messages over time that educate people on a topic. So think of it like as a series of training messages through email. Now here's the thing. You can also use it to promote your business as well. So what you can do is you can create your series of messages. So let's say that there are 7 lessons that you want to teach. So you know there's going to be at least 7 different emails that go out, and you would teach one lesson, one of the emails. So think of an email like this almost like a blog post. And in fact, if you could take content in from a blog and you could repurpose it into a series of lessons. You could also do the same thing with a free report. So if you had a special report that you created and you had a series of 7 strategies or something like that, you could turn that into an autoresponder series. That would be an example of repurposing content. So now what you do is in those messages, say at the end of the message, you can add a PS statement and you could mention a specific product. And ideally in this type of situation where you're sending out a short autoresponder series, you would want to probably pick one product or one service or one program to promote. And then you would just mention that a number of different times throughout the autoresponder series. See, the confused mind doesn't buy. If people are overwhelmed with options, too many options, they don't know what to do. So what you want to do is you want to be very focused and have one specific offer that you're driving towards. So you could have a PS statement. In addition to that, you can also send some separate messages over time, over the e-course, promote the product or service. So it's more of an email where it's something like, hey, I just wanted to check in. I hope you're enjoying the e-course, blah, blah, blah. By the way, I wanted to share with you a few details about this program. And then you share the details. So that would be an example where you could leverage an autoresponder series to promote your business. It's an excellent strategy. It's been used for years. Many people think just because the technology is old that it might be ineffective. But really, when people receive those messages, it's just like they're getting an email message. And of course, email marketing, it's not as effective as it used to be, but it still is very effective. And one of the reasons it's so effective, it's one of the few ways where you can control your list. You have a full list of people that you can communicate with. And you can build that list through permission marketing, which you can also add on existing clients as well. So you really want to be able to have a list that you can send out messages to over time. And you also want to train that list to be responsive. All right. The next strategy, strategy number 4 in technology tools that you can use to create more leverage in your business, is to use TimeTrade to set appointments. So for many years, I wanted to be able to book appointments with people online. And you know, if you don't have a system that you can use for booking appointments online, then the strategy is pick up the phone and call them and schedule a time to talk. And that's an effective strategy, and you should be doing a lot of that. You can also, by the way, use social media. You could just message someone back and forth and use that as an opportunity to schedule a time to chat. Another strategy is to use email. Send out an email, say, let's schedule a time to chat. And the approach that I've used in the past is to include 3 dates and times. And that way it gives them a few different dates to choose from. The challenge is, you know, if they wait too long before responding, you might actually book that time already. You may have a limited number of appointments available on your calendar, and if they get back to you too late, then you might be double booked at that point. So it's not a perfect strategy. So the other option then is to book appointments online. And I've tried out many different systems that are out there, and the one that I found most effective is TimeTrade. And if you'd like a link to go out and register for TimeTrade, I can send you an email with a link for TimeTrade, and if you it'll be an affiliate link, and then if you sign up, then I'll do a free training with you to show you how to use it. So if you'd like to do that, you can email me at rickc@ericlofholm.com, rickc@ericlofholm, that's lofholm.com. Now, so once you set up TimeTrade or some other system, then you have the capability to send out a link. People can click on the link and then go book an appointment. So it's a real time saver. That's a great way to be able to do that. And of course, there's a strategy behind that of how to send out an email to get people to want to schedule an appointment with you. And won't get into that right now, but there's definitely a strategy behind how you do that and how you schedule those appointments. There's also a strategy behind what happens on the appointments. That's an area where my mentor Eric Lofholm specializes, which is teaching people sales scripting techniques, how to create an effective script to encourage people to want to set up an appointment, and then also once you're on the appointment, what to say to lead them to a next step in working with you. Now, I was talking to my mentor, Eric Lofholm, a few months ago, and he said that technology was becoming a greater focus for his business, and he saw a need for his clients to find better ways to leverage technology tools. Eric and I have now teamed up, and we've launched a brand new technology services division at Eric Lofholm International. And I've worked with Eric's team several times in the past, and I always love the opportunity to work with Eric's clients. We have big plans, and we're going to be very innovative in our approach to providing great content and services. The big idea for you is that you can partner with other people to provide solutions to their clients, and it's an example of what Eric refers to as the POI strategy, or Person of Influence strategy. Now, Todd Lay runs a bookkeeping company. Todd came to me a few years ago, and he shared that he was spending a lot of time networking. He wanted to find a way to get in front of more prospects without having to leave his office. He said he wanted to create an audio program where he shared details about his business. We also decided to create a free report and then set up a lead capture page to offer it. Once the web page was up, he realized that there were a lot of other ways that he could use it to generate leads. As a result, he quit his business networking group and was able to start delivering presentations over the phone to book clients. He also began using webinars as a sales tool. The big idea for you is that you can create a lead capture page and use it to generate leads online. Now, I spend a lot of my time writing copy for clients. I write email copy, web copy, copy for information products. It's a good use of my time, and I do a great job. My copywriting fee is $100 an hour. So if a sales page takes 5 hours to complete, my fee would be $500. That's $500 for copy for one sales page. All right, now I've got, I want to get into number five here in a moment. So, but I want to start with a question here. What are you doing to earn money online? What are you doing to earn money online? Do you have your own products, or do you sell products for someone else? So if you have your own products, then one of the things you want to implement are strategies to be able to get money. You want to have money coming to you. So this is where we start getting into e-commerce here. E-commerce refers to electronic commerce, or it's doing things online that will be able to generate sales. So strategy number five here is to use PayPal to embed a link on a sales page. So if you don't have a PayPal account, I would definitely encourage you to set one up. It's one of the standards in online marketing these days. People just are comfortable with PayPal, and most people are willing to pay with PayPal. And if you don't have a PayPal account, then you're missing out on an opportunity to generate sales. Now, in addition to a PayPal account, you can also set up a merchant account. With a merchant account, it does give you the capability to collect credit cards. So if you were, for instance, doing trade shows or other events, you might want the capability to use a merchant account to be able to collect a credit card and then charge the fee or charge, collect payment. You can also use a service like Square. There's a service that allows you to just plug in a little device onto your smartphone, and that allows you to collect payment that way. So think about what you can, the different tools that you can use that will help you to collect payments. And if you're not familiar with all the options, then it might be worth some additional research in terms of how to collect credit card payments or other types of payments in order to be able to get results. So what's interesting is there are a lot of things that you could be doing to be able to build your business that you might not even be familiar with. So by the way, if you want to check that out on that service, you can go to that should be squareup.com. squareup.com and learn how to make use of it. But it's a little plug-in device that goes into your smartphone, and then you can swipe a credit card right through it and then collect payments. So, you want to be familiar with what technology tools are out there and learn how you can leverage them in your business. And that's going to give you more opportunities because, you want to be flexible in your approach. You want to have some different options that can work for you. All right. Strategy number six. One of my favorite activities is implementing online marketing strategies to get results. And there are a lot of different technology tools that you can use that will allow you to be able to either generate leads or earn sales online. And so there are specific tools that will allow you to create either lead capture pages, also called squeeze pages or landing pages, and then also sales pages. So first of all, let me explain the difference between the two of those. A lead capture page is used to generate leads. It's a web page where someone can go and then opt in to receive some type of a free resource. So you have to have a compelling offer, something which encourages people to want to get access to that information. A sales page is a web page where people can purchase something. This ties back into the strategy I was just talking about. So a sales page would be a great place to put a PayPal button or have a link that goes out to your shopping cart for e-commerce. And so, for instance, with one shopping cart, you can integrate a merchant account or PayPal into it. And so when I put a link on my page, then it would people would click and then purchase through one shopping cart or purchase through Infusionsoft. So let's talk about some specific tools that you can use. There are a number of different tools online, and I'll just give you a couple quick examples. One of them is Kajabi. That's K-A-J-A-B-I, Kajabi. Another tool is Optimized Press, and another tool is Lead Pages. So those are all different systems that are out there that allow you to create lead capture pages and also sales pages. The tool that I use is called Optimized Press. And Optimized Press can be set up, and you can install it into WordPress either as a plugin or as a theme, and that allows you to then go in and create those pages. So it's a very effective tool. They just released Optimized Press 2.0, and they did a complete rehaul of the system. I actually prefer the original system, although the newer system gives you a lot more flexibility and capabilities. So, but it takes longer in my experience so far in working with it to implement. So if you have Optimized Press 1.0, I would consider sticking with that. If you are going out to purchase it for the first time, you'll be purchasing Optimized Press 2.0 because 1.0 is no longer available. So I'll just give you that little warning around it. It does take a little bit longer to utilize, but it is more flexible and it has more, modern-looking themes and designs for pages. By the way, if you'd like to get Optimized Press and you want some additional training, I will send you my affiliate link for Optimized Press, and then I'll do a free training with you on it. So if you'd like more details, you can email me at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. Or actually, I'll use the other one, rickc@ericlawfirm.com. Either one of those, rickc@ericlawfirm.com. I'll follow up and send you the affiliate link for Optimized Press. Now, that leads us right into strategy number seven. This is something that I've used in my own business. This is something that I've used in working with some of my high-profile speaker clients. It's a strategy that helps you to leverage other people to generate sales and also to generate leads as well. What is the strategy? The strategy is affiliate marketing. So affiliate marketing is it's both a strategy and it's also a system. In fact, there are many different systems out there that can be used for affiliate marketing. So affiliate marketing gives you the opportunity to keep track of people who are generating leads and earning sales for you so that you can pay them a commission. And that's the motivation with affiliate marketing. If you have an affiliate program, then you can sell products. You can make free offers available through affiliates, and so they can promote for you. And by the way, you can also use this as a money-making strategy for you. You don't necessarily have to be the one that has an affiliate program. You could be an affiliate for someone else. And then you could share what they're doing and then be able to use that to generate sales. So you want to think about how you can use affiliate marketing as a tool to be able to both generate or earn a commission by promoting somebody else, but also down the line you might want to set up your own affiliate program. The system I use, One Shopping Cart, has an affiliate program, and Fusionsoft also has an affiliate program, and there are many other systems, whether it be like an e-commerce system that allows you to do that. Now, I have another, I have a bonus tip for you I want to share. One of the challenges that people have when they're managing their online marketing and different systems is that they lose track of their different passwords, and that can be a real pain. So there's a technology tool that I use to manage passwords. It's called RoboForm, R-O-B-O-F-O-R-M. And it's a great tool to, it'll actually integrate right into a browser so you can select and then log into an account. So if you struggle with trying to remember all of your passwords out there, you might want to check out RoboForm. It would be a great tool in helping you to be more productive. And that's, you know, that's part of leverage. You know, it goes back to the do more with less. So, you know, it's about saving time. It's about increasing productivity. The more time that you have to spend on revenue-producing activities, the more effective you're going to be, the more money you're going to make in your business. Now, the fact that you're on the call with me tells me that you're a person of action. It also tells me that you're a continual learner. You're someone who enjoys learning and implementing new ideas. You're probably even someone who enjoys participating in coaching and training programs. In fact, you probably even find a lot of value in training programs where you have an opportunity to communicate and interact with the instructor. Isn't that interesting? Jim Rohn said, discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. I think people sometimes think that sales pages write themselves or that blogs will magically sprout content over time. No, it doesn't happen that way. If you want to create something, then you need to create it. It takes discipline. One of the reasons I get so much done for so many people is because I'm disciplined. One of my mentors once told me, if you want something done, give it to a busy person. He was a busy person, and he knew I was busy too. Busy people get things done. Doug Skinner is a technology consultant. Doug offers a lot of high-end services, high-end consulting services to clients. He wanted to attract business owners and executives to him online. Doug began hosting webinars to educate people and add value. I coached Doug through a process to develop a training program on mobile productivity and cloud computing. Doug enrolled clients in the program and now has a new revenue source. He's adding value and leading clients toward his advanced consulting services. The big idea for you is that you can create content to attract clients. You can teach teleseminars and webinars as a way to attract people online. And that's going to lead us into strategy number eight. So strategy number eight is all about how to communicate with people one-to-many. So for many people in business, if they want to generate a sale, they have to talk to someone one-on-one. That's either going to be to pick up the phone or to sit down and meet them in person. And that's great, and that's one of the most effective ways that you can enroll someone in a program or sell a product or service, but it doesn't do a whole lot to create leverage. And your appointments might last 30 minutes, they might last an hour. I've had appointments in some cases go an hour and 15 minutes or longer. So if you want to create more leverage, then you need to find ways to communicate with people one to many. So a great strategy, strategy number eight here, is to use GoToWebinar to run webinars. GoToWebinar is kind of a standard out there. There are many other different services out there. There is AnyMeeting, there's MeetingBurner, and many others. WebEx is used a lot by the corporate world. So you have to think about what are the costs involved. You have to think about how many people that you want to reach. By the way, join.me is a free service. You can go to join.me, and that's a free service, although they do have a paid version of it. And I think now you have to set up an account. It used to be you could just go out and launch it, but now you have to have an account set up in order to use it, even if it is free. So why host webinars? What's the big deal about a webinar? Well, here's the thing. The type of presentations that I teach clients to use are high-value presentations. So focus on delivering content and information, and then share your offer. Now, that's a little bit different approach than in a one-on-one situation, because if you're talking to somebody one-on-one, then yes, you might share a few tips along the way, but it's really more about talking to them, asking questions, learning more about them, and then sharing an offer at that point. With a teleseminar or webinar, it can be focused really more about training, about sharing ideas and information. So it positions you as an expert. It shows that you know what you're talking about. And then you can use that as an opportunity to lead people to a next step in working with you. In some cases, you might even share a specific offer and give them a web page where they can go out and sign up. By the way, that web page where they would go sign up is called a sales page. We talked about that earlier. So you can see what's nice about these strategies I'm sharing with you is strategies start to stack and layer one on top of another. So you take the sales page strategy, you take the webinar strategy, and on top of that, we can also implement a lead capture page strategy, because you could actually set up a registration page for the webinar, and then people could go out and register for the event. Well, a registration page for a webinar is just another opt-in page. It's a lead capture page. And in fact, you can attract a lot of people online by offering events. So if you're kind of banging your head against the wall trying to figure out why you're not getting enough leads, you might want to think about using events. Events are a great way to generate leads. And so if you're not getting enough leads in your database, if you're doing all sorts of strategies and it's not producing results, then doing a webinar is a great way to start building your list. So that's a great technique to implement. And by the way, you can also do teleseminars as well. So I'm doing a teleseminar right now. You might be listening live with me. You might be listening to the recording of this call. And by the way, that's another strategy for leverage. See, people often miss out on the opportunity for that. If you're doing a presentation, whether it's a live presentation to a group of people or a teleseminar or a webinar, you can record that presentation and make it available to other people afterwards. And there's a value for people listening to information. There's also a value for people going back and listening to it again. And so one of the things you want to do, by the way, in your presentations is, as you're sharing information, you want to do a couple things. Number one, you want to tell stories. So you can tell stories about customers. You can tell stories about yourself. You also want to include some bounce-back offers. A bounce-back offer is something where not everybody listening to the audio, the recording, for instance, may have actually registered to listen to it. People will share audios online. And that's a good thing. You want people sharing things. So you want to make sure that you have some kind of method or means, if somebody's listening to it, that they can go out and get access to a free resource. So that's a great strategy to implement. All right, next idea, strategy number 9 here, is to use Microsoft Live Movie Maker to record videos. Now, there's probably a couple different tools that you have at your fingertips to record videos. I know of 3 alone that I have to record videos, and I'm starting to experiment with different technology tools for creating videos. And, you know, oftentimes, even like mobile devices like phones or tablet computers will have the capability to create video, and oftentimes you can upload them directly into YouTube. But I want to talk for a moment about Windows or about Microsoft Live Movie Maker, because it comes on most Windows computers. So this is probably something you already have. If you have a laptop computer, or if you have a desktop computer and have a webcam, then you have the capability to record videos. And what's nice about Microsoft Live Movie Maker is it has the software to go in and edit the videos too. So you can do certain basic edits in the program. And that's a free program that comes with your computer. So you want to experiment with technology tools. Remember, here's the thing. When you're working with technology, there's only so much that you can learn at a particular time. One thing I would recommend that you do is focus on learning one technology tool at a time. See, a lot of people, they get overwhelmed. They get excited, and then they start signing up for different things, and now they got like 3 or 4 different tools, and then they're like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to use this. So what I encourage you to do is focus in on one technology tool at a time. I think a great thing would be to have a different tool that you focus on each month. So let's say it's February right now, so maybe in February you focus on email marketing. And then in March you focus on creating videos. And so each month you can have a focus around learning how to use that technology tool. How do you learn technology tools? Well, there's a couple ways to do it. Sometimes you get a user manual. It used to be in the old days when they shipped out software or you bought it in the store, they would give you a manual. Now you get what? You get like a link online to go access a PDF file, or you get a file on a disk or something else like that. So times have changed. They don't want to print that manual anymore. Everything's digital now. So you might have to dig through a digital PDF file looking for answers. You can also watch tutorial videos. Oftentimes online services will have videos that you can go watch. Those are very helpful because you can actually see it's one thing to read it and like step-by-step what to do. It's another thing to watch it on a video. So you want to go check out tutorial videos. You want to be spending time. And see, if you just have a focus for 1 month on one particular technology tool, then you have a better chance of actually learning it. And then the other thing is you just have to experiment with it. See, it's one thing to watch it on video. It's another thing to actually do it. And so one of the things I would encourage you to do is just make a list of the different things you want to be able to do. Write it down. Make it, you know, create your own little lesson plan. Here are the things that I want to learn. Here are the things I want to do. And make sure that you spend some time learning, and then make sure you spend some time doing to actually implement it. All right. Final strategy, number 10. Create a Facebook event to invite people to a live event, whether that be a teleseminar, a webinar, or some other like a live seminar or something like that. So events create leverage. If you share them, for instance, on Facebook, then you can invite people and they can respond to you. They can once they have indicated they're going, then Facebook will let other people know about that event. And then also they can share it. They can share it on their Facebook page, or they can share it in a Facebook group. So it's a way of promoting and getting other people to get connected to you through the event. Now, by the way, we've talked a lot on the call today about email. I want to share with you a free resource you can get access to. I have a free report on 33 simple strategies to build your email list. If you'd like a copy of that report, you can get it by going to socialmediaoutcomes.com/33email. That's with the number 33EMAIL. socialmediaoutcomes.com/33email. Go there now and download the report. Now, I've had the great opportunity to work with Eric Laufholm since 2007. First as a client, then as a sales coach. Later, I took on the role of sales consultant, sales manager, and general manager, and more recently as a joint venture affiliate manager. Throughout that time, my role has also been to manage online marketing promotions and social media. Eric publishes content to his blog. He creates videos to post on YouTube. He gets a lot of traffic to his site, and he generates leads using some of the lead generation systems in place on his site. He positions himself as an expert, and his site creates social proof that what he teaches works. The big idea for you is that your website and your blog are an important part of your online marketing efforts. So what can you do to be able to improve your use of technology to produce results? Good question. What I'd like to do now is simply extend an invitation to participate in an upcoming training and mentoring program. The program is called the Sales Technology Program. This is a 90-day program that's designed to give you all the skills that you need to start getting results online. The program includes four components. It includes a 12-week series on sales technology tools and systems. And it also includes the ability to get access to a couple of resources that will give you some additional information. So number one, you're going to get access to, I'll go through the modules here in a moment for you. But you'll get access to a series of four live webinars on social media marketing. You'll also get access to an audio program on seven strategies to leverage technology to increase sales. And you'll also get access to three insightful videos to increase your sales online. All right, so let me go through the modules. The modules in the 12-week program, this is the Sales Technology Training Program, the 12-week program break down into three different sections. There are four modules on lead generation strategies, four modules on appointment setting strategies, and four modules on lead conversion strategies. So under lead generation, Module 1 covers social media prospecting. Module 2 is on opt-in pages. Module 3 is on email database and autoresponders. And Module 4 is on sales technology integration. And then under appointment setting strategies, Module 5 is on appointment setting tools and CRM systems for follow-up. Module 6 is on opt-in forms to generate appointment leads. And Module 7 is on appointment setting emails. And Module 8 is on social media techniques to book appointments. And then in the last section on lead generation, Module 9 is on e-commerce and sales pages. Module 10 is on Digital U online video strategies. Module 11 is on webinars, teleseminars, and Google Hangouts. And Module 12 is on PayPal invoicing and recurring payments. Now, the teleclasses are on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Each teleclass includes 30 minutes of content and 30 minutes of Q&A. Now, you'll also get access to the 4 live webinars on social media marketing. Webinar number 1 is on content creation for social media. Webinar number 2 is on social media prospecting techniques. Webinar number 3 is on social currency techniques. And then webinar number 4 is on Google Hangouts. The 4-week live webinar series starts on March 5th. And so the webinars are on March 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th. They're on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific. That's 5 p.m. Eastern. You'll also get access to the audio program on 7 strategies to leverage technology to increase sales. In that audio, you're going to learn what technology tools you need to increase sales. You'll learn how to overcome your fear of technology, and you'll learn techniques to use technology systems to change. And then finally, you'll get access to 3 insightful videos to increase your sales online. Video number 1 is on Facebook prospecting tips. Video number 2 is on tips to write an email to set appointments. And video number 3 is on how to use a CRM to follow up effectively. This program is for sales professionals, network marketers, and small business owners. Now the program, let me give you the breakdown of the components in the program. So the sales technology call, which is the series of 12 modules taught over 12 weeks, is valued at $995. The 4 live webinars on social media marketing are valued at $397. The audio program on 7 strategies to leverage technology is valued at $97. And the 3 insightful videos to increase sales are valued at $39. The total value of the program is $1,528. And in a moment, I'll explain how you can sign up for much less than that. The program has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try the program for 30 days. If you're unsatisfied for any reason, you can request a full refund. And I have a special offer that's available for you. We have an introductory rate that we're offering for the sales technology program, and you can sign up today in the next hour for only $149. Let me give you the website to go to. Go to socialmediaoutcomes.com/tech. socialmediaoutcomes.com/TECH. Go there now and register for the program. Now, I have a couple bonuses that I want to share with you here. And the bonuses are available if you register in the next 15 minutes after this training ends. So the first bonus is that when you sign up in the next 15 minutes, I'm going to upgrade your membership, and you'll be able to attend the entire program for an entire year. So I'm going to be sharing a lot of strategies over this 12 weeks. And there's a benefit of going through this program several times. And in fact, in a year, you could literally go through the program 4 times. And also remember that each one of the calls includes 30 minutes of content and 30 minutes of Q&A. So that 30 minutes of Q&A is your opportunity for mentoring. You can ask questions on those calls and get answers. Now the second bonus is that when you register in the next 15 minutes after the training ends, you're going to receive a bonus 30-minute one-on-one sales technology coaching session with me. And there's a lot of value in those sessions because it's going to give us an opportunity to talk about your business. I'll be able to ask some questions. I'll be able to share some ideas that will help you to be able to improve your results and leverage sales technology tools to grow your business. Let me give you the website again. The website to register is socialmediaoutcomes.com/tech. socialmediaoutcomes.com/TECH. Go there now and register for the program. Now, I hope that you've gotten a lot of great information on the call today. I look forward to working with you in the program. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me. You can call me at 916-248-5440. That's 916-248-5440. Or you can email me. Just email me at rickc, that's R-I-C-K-C, at ericlofholm.com. R-I-C-K-C at ericlofholm.com. Thanks for joining me on the call. Have a great week, and God bless.